Hey, welcome to Politico Tech. It's Thursday, May 23rd. I'm Stephen Overly. There's sort of a race I've been following, and Colorado just won, because it's now the first state in the nation with major AI regulations on the books. The state's Democratic governor signed a bill late last week that requires consumers to be notified when so-called high-risk AI models are being used to make important decisions about them. It takes effect in 2026. Until then, though, expect a battle. The tech industry is already pushing to walk the law back, and consumer advocates want to push it further. Colorado's Senate Majority Leader, Robert Rodriguez, the guy who pushed this bill through, told me these sorts of policy battles come with doing anything first.
It's fun and exciting, and it's scary all at the same time because it's an emotional roller coaster. Because one minute I'm like, yay, I did something huge. Well, yay, I may stifle innovation. It just depends on what article I read.
Rodriguez is a Democrat who authored the state's AI legislation. He also championed its comprehensive privacy bill a few years before that. And Rodriguez is part of a network of lawmakers coordinating across state lines to pass these kinds of privacy and AI rules. A coalition spearheaded by a senator in Connecticut named James Maroney. We've had him on the podcast. And his own bill just faltered. So for the show today, I called up Rodriguez after his bill was signed to hear how he got it over the finish line and what he expects for the fight ahead. Here's our conversation. Welcome to the Politico Tech Podcast.
Thank you.
You know, I want to hear a bit of the backstory here. How did the issues around artificial intelligence kind of first come to your attention? And what made you think, okay, regulation is really needed here?
So my first year, I carried a bill that was what got me into privacy was the remote notary bill, which was video recording remote notary. After I did that bill, I engaged in a comprehensive privacy bill, which took 2 or 3 years to pass. But that's what got me getting into the privacy and the technology space that I am in now. And the work I did on this bill was through the large stakeholder group with Senator Maroney, who I met the year I passed my privacy bill, who reached out to me at the end of session. He's like, how did you do it? I'm trying to do this here. And I just reached out to him and we connected, and that kind of started the relationship. And that's kind of where we got to where we were with the bill that we passed this year.
Got it. Yeah, we've had Senator Maroney on the podcast in the past, actually. Candidly, I didn't realize how much lawmakers in different states do talk to each other and kind of coordinate on some of these issues. But it sounds like you got a pretty big group going there around tech.
Yeah, it's grown over the years. Colorado's privacy bill was the third in the nation. California had passed a year or two before, and Virginia's passed the year ours passed. And so we were the third, and he reached out and started helping him and connecting him to the people and insight. And Senator Maroney last year got his privacy bill done and wanted to broaden the task force to go into AI. And it was always about, you know, different states, we need a similar model. But last year, the big news articles and stuff with ChatGPT were coming out with, oh, look, they're writing papers. They're, you know, and it was becoming way more prevalent than it was 2-3 years ago. So I think that triggered is like, all right, we probably should start working on this and start seeing what we could do. And I think it was discussed early in the summer last year, but officially his working group and the Future of Privacy facilitated about 6 or 7 meetings every other week with different pieces of how AI worked, the ethics piece, the business piece, the UA framework, the EU framework, and how it should be approached, and just started learning about it. And I think the big discussion was to just try to harmonize. I think the reason to go into AI now is instead of waiting till we were 10 years behind, was try to build a framework going forward. So I think the approach has always been, let's get at this now before it gets too late. And it changes so regularly. Plus, it also gives the ability to adjust.
How do you feel yourself just like being kind of the first in the nation to do this? I mean, are you like proud? Do you feel anxious? Like, how do you feel about that?
Pleasantly surprised. I was not sure that the governor was going to sign it going into it. I had meetings with his office. I, you know, a lot of times then they brought up things like, already took care of it. This is not going to be a thing. I go, I'm pushing it out 2 years. This is not like I'm going to just ram this down anybody's throats. They're like, we'd really like to see a task force. Check. I did that. I think just being the first is exciting. I also realize probably being the first that if other states do it, I probably at some point will need to catch up as other states start having this conversation. I think now that we've passed, the tech industry is going to have to realize that they have to work within this. And hopefully they'll come to the table more to just say, well, let's think through this. And I hope that the people that run it also listen to the consumer groups. I find doing this policy, both sides are at odds. And at some point, you know, they'll be happy that we've built a framework.
You know, just procedurally getting a tech bill across the finish line, especially, you know, in just a few weeks, as I understand it, seems like a feat.
Well, most of the tech industry knew that this bill was coming before session started. I had told them it was coming, and I told them that we were trying to do a uniform policy. So most of the time when the bill dropped and we had shared it out with Senator Maroney's draft, which my draft was basically identical, we had early versions that were like not even what the bill turned out to be. And actually, my bill was getting revised 2 or 3 times before I even introduced it in April from the feedback he had gathered from the tech industry and from what I had gathered. We were constantly on the phone, probably 2-3 hours every weekend going through the feedback we were getting. And at some point I was like, look, I can't just keep amending this and not introduce the bill. So if you looked at the process with our bill, the steps, the first introduced version was the broader version with general purpose AI, with deepfakes and the synthetic. And as we started getting more into it and realizing that it's a huge lift, right? So, and we'd always knew that there was a point that we might not be able to get everything in the bill, but everything was starting conversation. So, you know, I think we came out a little more balanced. If you read after the bill was passed, tech industry was still the same as before. This is too stifling and too broad. And the consumer people like, this bill, it doesn't go far enough. And
right.
Sometimes in policy, that's a good avenue to be.
The governor there in Colorado, Jared Polis, did sign the law. He also expressed some reservations about it, you know, one of which was concerns that the bill could hold back businesses looking to deploy AI. Do you think that's a legitimate concern?
I don't think so. One of the biggest arguments that we heard was you should have a task force, which I was like, we had a task force, but, you know, it probably wasn't as engaged as broadly as we had did it at the beginning. In another bill we passed, we put in a task force. So there is a task force that has been formed, which will dig into some of the questions that were raised, as well as the parts that we carved out. You know, the generative AI and the general purpose AI was something we carved out, but something we still need to look at. So we'll do that. Looking at some, if we need to tweak out some exclusions or do some controls that we may have missed. I don't think this kind of policy ever ends.
Right.
As technology changes, we'll change. I think the fear is that we're the first. And being the first is always the hardest. We broke through a floor. We would love to, I think I would have loved to, and the coalition would love to have more in this bill. But I think being realistic, it's up to states to work on that as we go along. The governor was cautious, but I tried to address most of his concerns, and we put it out far enough as like, look, the policy I have now will probably not be what gets implemented in a couple of years. We'll make some tweaks from the task force. The AG will do rulemaking. If we need to make tweaks, we can change it. If I have to extend it out a little farther, we'll do it.
You mentioned this task force, which is now going to spend the next 2 years looking at this bill, refining this bill. What exactly will that process be like, and who will be involved?
It's about a 24 or 25 person task force. We took feedback from the labor groups, the consumer groups, the business groups, and tried to put everybody on it. It's going to be interesting because it's going to be pretty large. But I think the goal is now that we have a policy, this kind of forces them to come to the table to come up with compromise. And it'll be interesting to see on my end as I think about it, because the tech industry is like, well, we need to fix all this stuff and we're regulated and we need this and you have this law over here. And I'm like, sure, but what are you going to do for the consumer groups that are saying, no, you don't have enough transparency and you need more access and people are being harmed? That's going to be the lift to get them to realize like this law is coming. You guys need to come together to come with comprehensive solutions, not just exclude us. That's not helpful to the process. It's like, look, I think the AG that we have is conscious enough of not stifling business. So as long as you're trying to do the right thing and being a responsible owner or deployer of the product, we're not here to get you in trouble. It's when you abuse it or don't do the steps to protect the harms.
Do you feel like that process is guarded enough or balanced enough that it won't just be a way for the tech industry to water down provisions that it doesn't like in your legislation?
Well, I think that's always a possibility. Somebody could come in with a bill, not even on the task force, and change it.
Sure.
And so can the other side, right? I mean, I think the consumer groups could come in with a much stronger bill too. I was like, I generally have run policy on the consumer protection side, but also realize trying to do it bipartisan and getting it done, which this bill had votes on both sides of the aisle with it. You know, not everybody was comfortable, but I think the experience that I've had and working in this space, I have a lot of comfort. And I think Colorado is very blessed to have an AG that has worked in the privacy space and has a team set up for this that will be thoughtful. So whether it's the task force or the rulemaking that goes through the AG's office, and if they recognize something, it's like, hey, this is a problem, we need to fix it. All they have to do is call me and we'll tweak it.
Would you like to see kind of Congress pass a federal standard for AI regulation? And does that depend, whether it preempts states, does it kind of depend on what's in it?
Well, I guess that depends on what they do. I downloaded the federal report to start reading it. I haven't dug into it because once session ended, I just disconnected for a week to get my brain on. And now I'm kind of just now jumping back into this stuff. But, you know, right, just reading the one pager, we're only one bullet point on that one pager, which was just to address bias. And we didn't even go that hard other than just saying, hey, just tell people you're interacting with it. And if you do, do an assessment and let us know if you've found some harms. It's not like we're excessively regulating industry. We're just taking ones that could harm consumers that happen in industry already and saying, hey, are you being responsible about it?
You mentioned this bill had kind of a carve out for generative AI, and that's something that you feel will ultimately need to be addressed. I'm curious kind of what's next on your AI agenda. You know, what do you think is the next sort of dimension of this technology that needs your attention?
Well, for me, my interest has always been, and I asked a lot of questions during the task forces and with some of the professionals in the work, I've passed a bill this year and I started on a bill last year, which was for the gig economy, for the gig workers, for Uber and Lyfts and those people. And it was really interesting because a lot of the feedback was as they were being terminated from their jobs from a system that wasn't really being reviewed or a dispute resolution. So I think a lot of the feedback I got is the hiring practices and the HR models. I'm not sure this technology is excessively geared for that yet. And maybe that's something we need to look at. Well, whether I'll do that next year or the year after is to be seen because I got to do more digging into it. And right now, I'm responsible for the policy I have in front of me that I passed. So I don't want to just say, this is passed and I'm going to let it go. I'm going to try to make sure that I carry it over the finish line so it could be thoughtfully looked at. And if other states do it, I can help find some corrections that will help harmonize this bill with other states as they start running it.
I guess that brings me to maybe my last point. You mentioned how you've engaged with other states on this process. And in some ways, I think the laws in Connecticut and Colorado offer sort of two different examples with two different outcomes. In your conversations with other states, what kind of advice or lessons learned are you giving them about your experience?
Generally, I mean, these policies are hard lifts because, like I said, I think the trying to balance consumer protections and innovation are hard lifts, but I think it's harder to just be the first one through the gate to do it. So I'd ask them, just like anybody else, is like, if you can improve on my process, you know, as people start adjusting, tech industries and consumers will start taking the state and then they'll start just expanding it out anyway because it's just simpler for them to do. So if they can improve on it, I'm open to that and pointing them to the people that you work with because some people work in good faith. And I think the tech industries that I dealt with in Colorado worked in good faith. They gave recommendations. We took some of them we didn't. And some of them, I think the Colorado people weren't as upset as probably the national groups, but that's more of a national message that they're pushing for a federal thing. So trying to stop states from doing it is just part of the model, right?
Right.
It's the same as they do with privacy. But I think there's enough resources. California's innovative in this space. Connecticut, out of the task force, New York is in this space. Texas and Alaska were part of our task force. We try to get with them and say, here's where we had pitfalls. My privacy bill, when I passed it, I gave a little bit too much to the banking industry that was I had to own because I made that commitment and it was a learning curve for me. And as you pass bills, it's like, what were you doing here? I was like, well, I made a mistake here, or here's why it was different in my state. You know, each state has industries that drive them.
I'm curious if you learned anything about how to respond to industry pressure and sort of still get legislation passed when there are powerful tech lobbyists working to stop that.
I think anytime you engage, it has to be a respectful dialogue. I mean, what you the echo chambers and the letters and the social media posts are not generally the conversations I have with them one-on-one. You know, most of them, and I've had some of the small companies that came and testified against the bill come and talk to me afterward and said, I'm happy to listen. You know, I got some emails from small AI companies that applauded that, like, we appreciate you doing this. And every opening statement I did on this bill was quotes from the tech industry going to the Congress telling them, you need to regulate us. And, you know, we're trying to take the small steps, and I don't want to hamper small business and innovation. So they came to me with some ideas in an email, and I said, this is constructive, and I will bring it up when the task force happens. And if it's an issue we need to concern, I'll tweak it next year.
Senator, thanks for joining us on Politico Tech.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
That's all for today's Politico Tech. For more tech news, subscribe to our newsletters, Digital Future Daily and Morning Tech. Music in today's episode comes from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Our managing producer is Annie Reese. Our producer is Afra Abdullah. And our editors are Steve Heuser, Daniela Cheslow, and Louisa Savage. I'm Stephen Overley. See you back here tomorrow.